Hey, you guys. So if you are on any kind of social media, you've probably seen a video of someone sharing their routines, whether it's my morning routine, my nighttime routine, or get ready with me, or a Sunday reset. There's all these videos out there. I don't know about you, but I do find myself like, I'm curious, mom of 13, how you do your mornings. Like, I'll watch them. So I figured if I binge random people doing their normal everyday things that honestly don't really matter, right? Like cleaning a shower a specific way or using a certain hair mask before bed, then I feel like I could share one of the routines in my life that's a non-negotiable, and that is my paycheck routine. So this is what I do every single month, actually twice a month, when I get paid. Now, some of you already know that I'm a huge believer in a monthly budget. So using every dollar as my budgeting app is something that I love. It's one that my husband Winston and I use to keep our money organized. But I wanna get even more specific with you guys and share exactly how we prioritize our financial needs for the month. And that's everything from saving to investing to covering the four walls. And I'm also going to go over what you need to do with your paycheck if you are in a different place financially, like if you're paying off debt or saving for your kids' college. And make sure to stick around till the end because you're gonna hear my number one tip for never running out of money before your next paycheck. But first, I wanna tell you about one of our sponsors, Christian Healthcare Ministries. The new year means we are all looking for ways to trim our budget. So check out Christian Healthcare Ministries. CHM isn't health insurance. They are a health cost sharing ministry, and they've helped hundreds of thousands of families across the country satisfy nearly $10 billion in healthcare costs without sacrificing freedom. You can join CHM at any time, which means it's always a good time to make the switch. Find out how you can save on healthcare costs at chministries.org/budget. That's chministries.org/budget. Now, before we get started, remember this one important truth. If your paycheck doesn't look exactly how you would like it to look right the second, that's okay. I see a lot of people push off a habit like budgeting for when they have everything right or the amount they want to work with to be consistent. But the truth is, starting somewhere is better than putting it off until you magically feel like you have exactly what you need to have to be successful. And guess what? As you continue to budget and organize your money, that day will come sooner than you think. All right, first, let's talk about how to prioritize your money if you're working with a budget that has debt. And let's say you've already saved your $1,000 emergency fund and now you're ready to pay off your student loans, car loans, credit card payments. And here at Ramsey, we call that baby step two. So here's what I recommend doing once you get paid. Open up your budgeting app. Again, every dollar is the best one. And plug in your total monthly earnings. This will include your paycheck, your spouse's paycheck, any side hustles, or any additional income you have coming in. Next, you're gonna cover your four walls. This is food, shelter, utilities, and transportation. Then you're gonna plug in each of your debts and their minimum payments. So what you're gonna do is organize it to the smallest amount of debt that you have to the largest. So each individual debt will be labeled out regardless of the interest rate. And again, regardless of the monthly payment, this is your total debt. You wanna pay off that smallest one first, but you wanna know what your minimum payments are every single month so you don't get behind. Number five, now that you have your debt and your essential expenses covered for the month, you have whatever's in your budget that is left to be able to prioritize. And you wanna prioritize, obviously, the most important to the least important. So there are gonna be things like daycare, your home security system, you know, things that you're like, these are things that I wanna have, insurance, right? These are absolute needs. And then as you go down, it's like, oh yeah, fun money, right? These things that don't necessarily have to be paid. It'd be great if you had some money for it, but it's not a necessity. All right, next, let's look at a budget where this person is debt-free, but they're on baby steps 3, 4, 5, or 6. Okay, so once you have zero debt, then you're gonna take that margin and throw it to build an emergency fund of 3 to 6 months of expenses. So instead of that money going to debt, it's now going to an emergency fund. And we call that baby step 3. So again, baby step 3 is great because it is a cushion between you and life. Now, if you are renting and you're wanting to save for a house and save up for a down payment, then you move on to baby step 3B, which again, take that margin. Instead of it going to an emergency fund, it's going to the down payment on your house. So then after that, you guys, and again, when you're good with your home situation, you have an emergency fund in place, Then next is what your paycheck routine should look like. Again, you're gonna open up every dollar. You're gonna plug in your total income for the month. You're gonna cover your four walls, your food, shelter, utilities, and transportation. And then instead of putting a large portion of your earnings towards debt and savings, you're now gonna be able to channel that margin into investing for retirement. So I always recommend people investing 15% of their income into retirement. That's gonna be through a 401k or a Roth IRA, but that's gonna be a place where you're gonna say, hey, I'm gonna put some of this money aside. Now, again, some people do this per paycheck per month. Some people do a lump sum. Some people do it a few times throughout the year. Whatever it looks like for you, just making sure you have money there to fund your retirement, which is key. Now, once you've gotten into the rhythm of investing 15% of your income, then you want to start putting extra money towards things like kids' college and even paying the house off early. So if you have kids looking at a college fund and saying, hey, is this a good option for us to open up? Put some money in, you know, every single year, let it grow in an ESA or a 529. And also look to say, hey, you know, are there things that we want to save up for? Vacations? Are we wanting to replace a car? You know, there could be a couple of things as well that your money's going to go to. And then if you have anything extra, which some people do some months, some people don't always, you want to put it towards your house to get your house paid off fast. Now that you know what to do with your paycheck when you're paying off debt, saving, and investing, I'll share what I do with my paycheck routine on baby step 7. So after 12 years of doing this, Winston and I are in a place where we don't have debt. We have our emergency fund in place. We fund retirement. You know, we're doing kids' college. Like, this is where we're at. We are saving, we are investing, and we are giving. And those are the things that are really important to us. So our typical paycheck routine looks like this. So we get paid, and basically at the top is our giving. So we have our tithe, we have other places that we give to, and that varies year to year, what we choose to give to. And that's basically, that's the very first thing in our budget that we have. And then we go down to savings. So we do look to say, hey, especially for investing, you know, do we have that money set aside? Because we want to be able to max out as much as we can with investing. Then we pay bills. So whether it's streaming services, utilities, cable, cell phone, like all of those things get paid. And then we look at the big expenses for the month. So, you know, if it's November, December, Christmas is usually there. If it's a kid's birthday, if we have, you know, camps that we're signing up for them for the summer, if we have travel expenses, you know, recently we had to redo our fireplace and that was a big expense. So we really look at those big expenses that we have to pay for throughout that month. And then below that are the small expenses. This is things like eating out or clothes or fun money, you know, things that aren't necessities, but we'd still love to do if we can, but the other things just really take priority. Okay, now that we are in this place and our main priority continues to be managing our money wisely. So we always invest, you guys. We always do a budget. We always give. These are things that we talk about on the show, and we do it really every day to week to month. I mean, it is consistent because this stuff works. And like I promised, now I'm going to share with you the number one tip for never running out of money before your next paycheck. And this is huge. The miscellaneous category. Okay, if you budget your income down to zero and you have every single dollar accounted for, then you're not accounting for life. And the miscellaneous category is there. It is a cushion in your budget because things are going to come up. They're going to come up that you did not plan for. And so much can be thrown in that miscellaneous category. It's personally one of my favorites because it does give a little bit of freedom to be like, oh yeah, this year, without it feeling like, oh my gosh, we've just destroyed everything or we have to dip into savings. Now, you want some cushion in your bank account. But what the miscellaneous category does, again, is it gives you some margin in your budget month to month. So when life happens, it's your catch-all category, which is just the best. All right, if you enjoyed today's video, then I'm dying to know what you think about my specific budget videos where I actually unpack people's paychecks. So I will put a link in the description so you can check those out. And as always, you guys, remember to take control of your money and create a life you love.